We're going to do Eretz HaTzvi Simen Vav. Simen Vav is about Melachos and Gzeros to Rabbanon. So Rav Shapta starts off as follows. This is primarily a Hilcha Shabbos type of issue. He starts off with the Gemara Maseches Erev and Daf Kuf Dalet tells us that one is allowed to be Mashmia Kol for the sake of a Chol Hashem Vasakonin. Normally Mashmia Kol is Asur Du on Shabbos. One is not allowed to do things that are very noisy, avshamilsa, that cause a lot of commotion and ruckus, but one is allowed to do so if it's for the purpose of a chol hashem v'sakanim. Meaning, when a person is sick, obviously there's a little more leeway than when you're dealing with a healthy person. So one of the areas that the Gemara is explicit, where there's more leeway, is this issur d'rabanan called mashmia kol. You're allowed to do it for a chol hashem v'sakanim, even if a person is not dangerously ill. Similarly, the Gemara in Shabbos Tav Kuf Chav Tes says, Amir la'akum is mutter for a chola she'ein bo sakana. You have a chola she'ein bo sakana, you need to treat the chola, or you can use some treatment. You can ask a guy to do a malacha, even a malacha d'oraisa, for the sake of a chola she'ein bo sakana. Amir la'akum normally is asr midrabanan on Shabbos, but for a chola she'ein bo sakana, we suspend the isra of Amir la'akum. So based on those two Gemaras, many Rishonim say, well, we see a pattern over here, that apparently Isurim d'Rabbanan become mutter for a chol hashem b'sakana. That even though there are many things that are asked to do mi d'Rabbanan on Shabbos, when you have a chol, even if it's chol hashem b'sakana, you're allowed to do these things. And the isur of all the isurim d'Rabbanan is l'chora only for healthy people. And therefore, the Magen Avraham writes in Siman Shin Chav Ches Si'if Tezvav that muktza is mutter for a chol hashem b'sakana. Why? Why would it be that muktzah follows muktzah's mutter for chol hashem v'sakana? Because muktzah is d'rabanan. Good. So muktzah's mutter for a chol hashem v'sakana. However, the Bir Halacha in Siman Shin Chav Ches quotes many poskim who hold that refua is even asr for a chol hashem v'sakana. What's the refua? The isra of refua. The isra of refua on Shabbos is an isra of why is it asr of refua on Shabbos? Grinding, shchikas salman, you're going to come to do tochid, and you would think, okay, so that's an issur d'rabanan, and if we're following this pattern, that every issur d'rabanan just becomes mutter for a chol hashem b'sakana, so refuah should also be mutter for a chol hashem b'sakana. Bir Halacha, however, quotes many poskim that say that that's not so. So that's background piece of information number one, that apparently, even though we have multiple gemaras and statements in poskim that seem to indicate that all the rabbanans go away when dealing with chol hashem b'sakana, yet we find that there's some lack of agreement on that topic. Furthermore, the Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Lamed Ches says, Mashmia Kol can be done for the sake of a mitzvah. Not only for the sake of a chola, but for the sake of a mitzvah. And he says, you know why? It's a kal v'chomer. He says, if we allow it for a chol hashem b'sakana, then we can certainly allow it for a mitzvah. What assumption is he working with? That anything that's allowed for a chola is automatically also going to be allowed for a mitzvah, right? That's why it's a kal v'chomer. So the Achronim all ask, but the kal v'chomer seems to be incorrect, because there are certain things that are permitted for a chola, but are not permitted for a mitzvah. For example, amir la'akum. You're allowed to ask a guy to do anything for a chol hashem b'sakana. Are you allowed to ask a guy to do anything l'shem mitzvah? Are you allowed to do amir la'akum l'shem mitzvah? So the halacha is, you're probably familiar with this, shvus d'shvus b'makom mitzvah. If you're asking a guy to do a malacha drabanan, that's mutter makom mitzvah. But you need two drabanans. It can't just be that you're asking a guy to do a malacha d'oraisa. You're not allowed to ask a guy to do a malacha d'oraisa for the sake of a mitzvah. So what's Magen Avraham talking about? The premise that makom mitzvah is a heavier consideration than chola seems incorrect. So it could be that mashmia kol is only mutter for a chola shein basakana, but it's not mutter makom mitzvah. Third issue. Magen Avraham and Siman Shin Zayin, Sivkat and Dal, quotes a Magen Mishnah that you can't compare one Issur D'Rabbanan to the other. That you can't learn that, oh, if we're Mekel and Issur D'Rabbanan over here, then we're going to be Mekel and that same Issur D'Rabbanan over there, or a different Issur D'Rabbanan over there. Yet the Magen Avraham himself seems to be doing this. The Magen Avraham is the one that said this Kal V'Chomer, that if Mashmiya Kol can be done for a Chola, that Kal V'Chomer can be done for a Mitzvah. Isn't he comparing Mitzvahs D'Rabbanan to each other? So Rav Shachter suggests the following Yesod, and this is it. This is the Yesod. We often think of Yisurim in general, and Yisuri Shabbos in particular, as fitting into two categories. There are D'Oraisas, and there are Rabbanans. Rav Shechter suggests that there are not two categories, there are in fact three categories. There are Melachos D'Oraisa on Shabbos, there are Melachos D'Rabbanan on Shabbos, and then there are not Melachos D'Rabbanan, but Gzeiros D'Rabbanan. Where it's a gzeira, but it's not that the Rabbanan say this act is viewed on a rabbinic level as a malacha. No, it's not a malacha at all. We just don't want you doing this act. Because we think if you do this act, you might come to whatever the concern might be. It's a gzeira. It's not that that is a malacha. I'll give you an example. The Gemara says you're not supposed to clap or dance on Shabbos. Why? Gzeira shami yisakin klishir. So if you see someone clapping or dancing on Shabbos, do you say, stop it, you're fixing musical instruments, midrabanan? Are they fixing musical instruments, midrabanan? That's quite a stretch. They're not fixing, they're doing something that's a gzeira lest they come to. That's not a malacha derabanan that they're doing. It's a violation of a gzeira derabanan. The difference between a malacha derabanan and a gzeira derabanan forms the backbone of all of Rav Shechter's entire view of Hilchos Shabbos, pretty much. We are matir all gzeiros derabanan for a chol l'shem basakana. Mashmiya kol is a gzeira derabanan. So that's why the Gemara says it's mutter for a chol l'shem basakana. The idea amir la'akum is not a malacha derabanan. Amir la'akum gzeira derabanan, and therefore we're matir for a chol l'shem b'sakana. But melachos d'rabanan, we're not necessarily going to be matir even for a chol l'shem b'sakana. And that's why the Gemara specifically allows muktza and refua, these kinds of things for a chol l'shem b'sakana, because those are gzeiros and not melachos. And that helps explain a whole bunch of things. First of all, there's a Tosos in Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel that asks that if cholev is a problem of disha, if milking a cow, right, or a goat, or any sort of animal, is a violation of what malacha of dash, how do you say what's dash? Right, threshing. So you're removing something from inside something else. So assuming that milking is a violation of disha, and the Rabbanan hold that disha only applies be gedulei karka, on a daraisa level one only violates dash on that which is gedulei karka. So then when you are dash an animal, when you're a cholev an animal, are you violating dash midaraisa? No, right? It's naki dulei karka. It's only going to be dash midrabanan. So why do we assume, Tosos asks, that if, let's say, a person is bitsa'ar, the Gemara in Kesuvos, for example, talks about, it's a little bit uncomfortable to even discuss this case, but the Gemara talks about a guy who's suffering from some sort of heart condition, Kesuvos Daf Samach, but a guy who's suffering from some sort of heart condition and he needs goat's milk. Problem is, he forgot to milk his goat before Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what he could do is, he could be cholev kila achar yad. He could milk the goat to treat his pain kila achar yad in a roundabout way. How do you do that? So normally you'd grab the udder and you'd squeeze, I guess. I've never milked a cow. You know, attach the machine to it or something. But what can he do? He could suck right out of the goat. That's kila achar yad. That's highly unusual. Highly unusual, right? So he's allowed to do that kila achar yad, the Gemara says. Ask Tosos, wait a second. The whole thing is only a derabanan. Being cholev an animal, because disha is only b'gedulei karka. So the whole thing is only in this drabanan. Why does he have to? And he's a chole. He's a chole shem b'sakana. So right there, it should be mutter. Let him milk the goat. Why does he have to do kila achar yad? He has to suckle from the animal. Why should that be necessary? That's Tosis kasha. Ooh, but now that we have this chiluk between a malacha drabanan and gzeira drabanan, we understand very well. When one milks a cow or a goat, is that a gzeira d'rabanan or a malacha d'rabanan? That's a malacha d'rabanan. That's not mutter for a chol l'shem b'sakana. You need to also do a kala achar yad in order to make a mutter. Only gzeira d'rabanan are mutter for a chol l'shem b'sakana. A malacha d'rabanan is not going to be mutter. This also explains, even outside of Hilchos Shabbos, we find such a distinction between a gzeira and a malacha. The Gemara Pesachim Daf Chaf He tells us that Ravina would use Arla to treat his daughter. He would sach bito, he would anoint her skin with arla oils or something, because that's called shalog arla. What's arla? Any fruit that grows in the first 3 years from the time the plant is planted is asar bahana'a, right? Not to be confused with the other type of arla, which is a foreskin. I think I've mentioned in the past that was the typo on the Google Translate problem on the Israeli wine bottle that was going around on the internet for a while. It said on the wine bottle, "Leloch shash shvius va'erla," and in English it said, "Without any concern of sabbatical fruit or foreskins." So that's true too. It probably didn't have any foreskins in it, but what they really meant was that there is no grapes from the first 3 years. So the Gemara says that a man is allowed to be sach bito. Ravina was sach bito with Arla because it was shlo keder chana. She was a cholashein bo sakana, and therefore it was mutter. The Ran quotes that many people derive from this that you can use any Isser Hana Midrabanan. Let's say Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach. Zasubana, but that's only Midrabanan. If the Chametz was Avar Lava Pesach. Or Kilea Karem in Chutz Laretz. So he says, you see, any Isser Hana Midrabanan you're allowed to use for a Chala if you do it, because Shaloki Derech Hanasa is Drabanan. Meaning he says, let's put two and two together. Arlo is an Isser Daraisa. But to use it in a Shaloki Derech Hanasa way is only an Isser Midrabanan. And Ravina was allowed to do that in order to treat his daughter who is sick. So it must be, says the Ran, that you're allowed to use any Isser Drabanan to treat someone who's sick. So you can use Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach. You can use Kilei HaKerem and Chutz Laretz to treat someone who is sick. The Ran himself, though, disagrees. And he says, no, Shalom Kederech Hana is on an Isser D'Oraisa is more kal than an Isser Hana Midrabanan. Ravina was allowed to use Arla D'Oraisa in a Shalom Kederech way, but we're not allowed to use things that are Asr Midrabanan in the normal way. But the Ran doesn't explain why the distinction. Ooh, but now that we have this distinction between Malachos and Gezeros, we understand very well, Rav Shechter explains. An Isser Hana Midrabanan is an Isser Drabanan, not just a Gzeira. Meaning, Chametz Shavar Lava Pesach, let's say, for example, is not some new Gzeira they came up with. It's a Midrabanan. We view this as part of the Isser Chametz. Kilei HaKerem and Chutz Laretz is not some brand new Gzeira they came up with. Midrabanan, we view this as part of the Isser of Kilei HaKerem. But when you talk about Shelo Kederech, Shalom Kederech is only a gzeira, and we allow gzeiros for a chol hashem bo sakana. We just don't allow what, you know, in Shabbos we'd call a malacha, but in other areas of halacha we just call an iser midrabanan for a chol hashem bo sakana. And this also explains, Rav Shechter points out, and I guess we'll stop after this one. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Memem Beis says that there's machlokes tanakam and shulam liel, whether you're allowed to rub oil on your hand and then heat your hand by the fire, and then use that warm oil to rub onto a child to treat the child's illness. So the Tanakhama holds that, yeah, that even though this is an abnormal way, an unusual way to warm up oil, you don't normally warm up oil like putting it in your hand first and putting your hand near a fire. How would you normally warm up oil? I would assume, I don't do it often, but I would assume you'd take the bottle and put it near the fire. Right, you put it on your hand and put the hand near the fire. So Tanakhama says, even though it's kala achar yad, it's usur to do. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says mutter. So there are four assumptions that Rav Shmuel Gamliel must hold in order to say that it's mutter. To say that such a thing is mutter, you have to assume four things. First of all, you have to assume that gzeros are mutter for a chol hashem bo sakana. So even though you're violating a gzera mitrabanan, it's mutter for a chol hashem bo sakana. Second assumption you have to assume is that when you do a malacha d'oraisa kila achar yad in an unusual way, like heating up the oil by wetting your hands with it, that is a gzeira and not a malacha d'rabanan. Because if it were a malacha d'rabanan, it would not be allowed for a chol hashem bo sakana. Third assumption he must be making is that whatever is necessary for a child is considered like a chol hashem bo sakana. If a kid needs it, that's called chol hashem bo sakana. Because young children are always considered to be chol hashem bo sakana. The fourth assumption he makes is that even putting warm oil on a child is considered a significant and immediate enough need that it's considered that you're actually treating him for something. So Rav Shechter points out, the first assumption everyone agrees on, that a gzeros are all mutter for chol hashem bo sakana, that's for sure. The third assumption everybody agrees on, sarchei ketanim are considered like chol hashem bo sakana, that's for sure. Everyone holds that for young children, they always have the status of chol hashem bo sakana. The fourth assumption might be what they're arguing about. They might be arguing about whether putting oil is a significant enough need for the child. But Rav Shechter points out that perhaps one can say that what they're really arguing about, the real machlokes Tanakam and Rav Shmuel Gamliel, is about that second assumption. Meaning this machlokas tanakam and shungil may revolve around whether malacha kala achar yad is considered a malacha derabanan or a gezeira derabanan. If you're going to allow doing this, it's because you hold it as a what? If you're going to allow it, it must be you hold it's a gezeira derabanan. If you're not going to allow it, it must be because you hold that malacha kala achar yad is a malacha derabanan. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that we only a malacha derabanan with a shinui is permitted for a chala she'in bo sakana, because it's a shvut de shvut. You need a double derabanan. But the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Eglei Tal hold that even a malacha d'oraisa when done kala achrayad is mutter for a chala she'in bo sakana. Meaning, again, Mishnah Berurah says you're going to do something kala achrayad, you cannot do a malacha d'oraisa kala achrayad for a chala she'in bo sakana. Eglei Tal, Shulchan Aruch Harav say yes, you can. What are they arguing about? When you do a malacha d'oraisa kala achrayad, are you violating a malacha d'rabbanan, which Mishnah Berurah would say, and that's why you're not allowed to do it, unless you add in another d'rabbanan. Whereas the Eglei Tal and the Shulchan Aruch Harav would say you're violating a gzeira d'rabbanan, and a gzeira d'rabbanan you're allowed to do for a chola she'in bo sakana. And that's what Rav Shachter explains. The reason malacha kala achrayad is mutar on the daraisa level is because it's a lack of malachas machshavas. Maybe when it's super highly unusual, everyone would agree that it's not even a malacha at all, then it's only gzeira d'rabbanan. Meaning, Mishmura asks on himself. You remember that Gemara Ksubas we spoke about before? It's hard to forget. The guy suckling from the goat, right? So that Gemara seemed to assume pretty clearly that the guy with the heart condition was allowed to suckle from the goat's milk because it was a malacha kila achrayad b'makom tzar. Sounds like you're allowed to do a malacha d'oraisa kila achrayad b'makom tzar if you assume that dash applies even to non-gidule karka. If you assume that it would be a malacha d'oraisa. So Mishbura says, no, that's because suckling is so unusual. It's crazy unusual. That's why it's mutter. What does it matter if it's crazy unusual? So he explains that the whole reason kalachar yad is better than doing a malacha straight is that it's a lack of malachas machshavas. If there's a slight shinoi, it's a machlokas achronim, whether you consider it a malacha d'rabanan or a gzeri d'rabanan. But when it's totally kalachar yad, when it's totally strange, then everyone would say it's only gzeira d'rabbanan, and in the mele, if it's gzeira d'rabbanan, you're allowed to do it for a chol ha'shein bo sakana. So to summarize what we learned today is essentially there are two types of yisurim d'rabbanan when it comes to Shabbos. Here's the main thing. Two types of yisurim d'rabbanan when it comes to Shabbos, malachas d'rabbanan and gzeira d'rabbanan. And even though you look in any basic book of Hilchas Shabbos, they'll tell you, chol ha'shein bo sakana, you're allowed to violate the rabbanans, Rav Shachter's mechadesh, that is not absolutely true. What kind of drabanas are you allowed to violate for a chol ha'shein bo sakana? Gzeiros drabanan. But not malachos drabanan. Okay, so next week, Bez Hashem, we'll pick up over there.